Dwight David Eisenhower was the American general who led Allied armies to victory in Europe in World War II. Though a military man, he was deeply troubled by the prospect of nuclear war. After the Soviet Union's dictator Joseph Stalin died in 1953, Eisenhower made a long-awaited speech on nuclear arms before the General Assembly of the United Nations. Ike spent a long time crafting the words he would say. As Air Force One circled the airport in New York, he continued to polish and revise it. The speech was an early warning of the dangers of the arms race and of the new, unwinnable nature of nuclear war.
Should such an atomic attack be launched against the United States, our reactions would be swift and resolute. But for me to say that the defense capabilities of the United States are such that they could inflict terrible losses upon an aggressor, for me to say that the retaliation capabilities of the United States are so great that such an aggressor's land would be laid waste, all this, while fact, is not the true expression of the purpose and the hope of the United States. To pause there would be to confirm the hopeless finality of a belief that two atomic colossi are doomed malevolently to eye each other indefinitely across a trembling world. To stop there would be to accept hope helplessly the probability of civilization destroyed, the annihilation of the irreplaceable heritage of mankind handed down to us generation from generation, and the condemnation of mankind to begin all over again the age-old struggle upward from savagery toward decency and right and justice. Surely no sane member of the human race could discover victory in such desolation. Could anyone wish his name to be coupled by history with such human degradation and destruction?
Eisenhower's offer of atoms for peace was warmly applauded at the UN, but the USSR didn't go along, and there would be no arms control treaty for a decade.